Are you ready?
But I've been low key.
Hanging low key.
I've been on the low key.
Keep it low key.
Yeah,
zipping low key.
I was so low key.
Low key.
They like to stay low key.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. My name is Kyle Bowen. Once again, this is Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. To start things off, we have to talk about some very sad news. Rest in peace to Amin Shaheen Shakur, better known as Sha, to the community. Look, I didn't know Sha very well. I believe I only met him once. But you could tell, man, just a really good person. And based on what they were doing, or what he was doing with the team over there at THC and Dankmart and whatnot, they were really trying to do a lot for the city their own way. And I have so much respect for those people who want to do it, but behind the scenes, they don't want the limelight. They just want to help out in any way, in any fashion. And Shad just seemed like that dude off of a initial link up. Wasn't even a link up. Just, I think I met him at Made. And you could just tell. You could just tell. Great dude. The community lost a leader. Family, friends, colleagues lost a loved one. This is sad. It really is. Rest in peace. Rest in peace to Sha. It's something special. Yeah, it's something special about those people that do so much for the people around them. And again, don't want any limelight. Don't want that credit. Because here's the thing, right? I know a lot of people in the city that want to be the face of something, that want to be the voice of something. You're listening to someone who wants to be the voice of something that helps the city out, wants to be in front of it. Then there are those people, once again, like Sha, rest in peace, who want to do it behind the scenes, don't want the attention. They just want what's best for their people, their community. Rest in peace to Sha. Just shout out to THC Dankmart, wishing you all the best. It's sad. Can only imagine how all of you are feeling. Straight up. Yo, tell your friends. Tell your good friends, your best friends. Call them. Tell them you love them. This is Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. The show must go on. It must. And it's ironic how things like this happen and we have to continue to move forward. But that's just a fact. Especially when you have someone leaving us who wanted so much, once again, for the community. So again, the show's going to go on. We're going to keep Sha in our hearts. We're going to do a better job. And we're going to make sure that, you know, his dreams or his goals that he had for the city in some way, in some form, come to fruition. Straight up. Rest in peace to Sha. On today's episode of Loki, Vancouver's only podcast, we have a very special guest, Emerson. Yes, Emerson. The dude is interested in the hip-hop community in Vancouver. The dude knows a lot about music, and I'll be straight up. It was not that I was disappointed in the conversation that I had with him, because it was right. It was fluid. But I thought I was going to learn more. This dude didn't teach me anything. But it was a great conversation. Highly respected individual in the city, Emerson, doing his thing over the last year. Looking forward to showing you that. In what, 20 minutes? 20 minutes on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. But first, we have to run through the segment, What You Say, where I go through my favorite clips from podcasts that, you know, struck a chord with myself, Kyle Bowen, over the past week. And we also have to play some music. And we're going to start things off by playing a song that does tie into friendship. Straight up, call your homies.
Straight up.
Tell them you love them. This song right here, Ankle God, Sharuk. Production by Coltar God Bounce. What a performance by Coltar God Bounce. And this is Ride on Loki. Yes, Loki, Vancouver's only podcast.
Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah. Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah. Tell me, is you down to ride? Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah, 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 yeah. Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah. Tell me, is you down to ride? Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah. Tell me, is you down to ride? Don't go switch your sides. Don't go switch your sides. Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah. Don't go switch your sides. Seeing through the bullshit. Why they always pressing me? They like my old bitch. Made moves behind the scenes. Don't care if they notice. Come and give me ooh la la, baby, keep me focused. Shut my schedule up. Bitches always on that bullshit. Never let them know. Shut my mouth, I'm on my own shit. I'm dripping head to toe. Water, water like the ocean. It's too late what I told. Just know I'm ready to go there. Money bag 2020, I run up 100 bands. Love again, I think this bitch just done fell in love again. She in love with folk, but I put her all in Louis bags. Never been in love, never let them inside. Smoking on this dope. Lie. Better watch your mouth, 30s at your house tonight. Bring the band around, that's my word of mouth, oh. I can't shoot a bag, I know he gon' tell, oh. Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah. Tell me, is you down to ride? Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah. Tell me, is you down to ride? Don't go switch your sides.
Don't go switch your sides.
Yeah, don't go switch your sides.
Don't you dare go switch your sides.
Tell me, is you down to ride?
Tell me, is you down to ride?
Don't go switch your sides.
Yeah.
I don't got no love,
I don't got no trust,
I call up my brody, cause he got all the drugs, that's my dog, that's my plug, swear that they don't even know what's up, swear to God this shit just begun, I'm not number two, yeah bitch, yeah, I'm the one, that's a fact, I've been through the worst, I ain't never going back, I don't need no friends, I just need 100 stacks, motherfucking lotto, I'ma take this to the max, take it to the max. I've been through the bullshit. If he taking shots, I'ma load it, I'ma pull clip. Barely know myself, I don't even play my whole shit. I can't find no luck, cause these bitches on some whole shit. Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah. Tell me, is you down to ride? Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah. Tell me, is you down to ride? Don't go switch your sides.
Don't go switch your sides.
Yeah, don't go switch your sides.
Don't you dare go switch your sides.
Tell me, is you down to ride?
Tell me, is you down to ride? Yeah.
Don't go switch your sides.
You are back on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. That was Ride by Ankle God and Sharuk, production by Coltar. Yes, Coltar got Bounce. It's a banger, yo. It's a banger. There's a lot of chemistry between Sharuk and Ankle God. They've now, what, released two tracks over the last couple of weeks? Wouldn't be surprised if down the road they dropped a mixtape or something. Why not? Do it for the city. Do it for the city of Vancouver.
Straight up.
I'm going to run out of plot. Come on, man. Straight up. Straight up. That song is something else, yo. Something else. Do we have an applause? Just hearing it back. Impressive. I know that song was made a long time ago, and just to hear it come out to the masses, it helps the city out, yo. It helps the city out. That's quality. That's on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Let's run to the segment. Yes, let's run to the segment. What are we calling this? What you say or what did you say?
What did you just say?
What did you say?
What the hell did you just say?
Say what?
What did you say?
Yes, yes. What did you say on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast? This is the part of the program where I take you, yes, take you on a journey throughout some of the clips, yes, throughout some of the clips that struck a chord while I was walking my dog Loki during the past week. I got three for you here, including one from the late Pop Smoke. And we'll start off there. Intelligent, a beast behind the mic, a superstar, gone too soon, Pop Smoke. He shares some knowledge for the people, and you could tell, you know, Angie pressed him to again share some knowledge. He didn't look like he wanted to do so, but it came out authentically, and he said the right thing. Listen to this.
Probably learning shit in the studio and how to do things, and somebody like Quavo been doing it, you know, for a minute.
A minute. Yeah.
So you probably learn stuff when you're working with people like
learning
that, no?
A lot, and I'm learning a lot. I'm learning what to do and what not to do.
Like what? Share one for up and
share
coming.
One. Yeah, I share one.
One. Like, you don't have to share them all, but.
Like be in control of your own shit, of your own creations. You know what I'm saying? Like be a creator. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like when you create your shit, when you know what you want, I mean, don't let nobody get in between you and your creation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you want some, it got to be that.
Right. You know otherwise, opinions, too many opinions.
Yeah, otherwise, it ain't good because you know.
Yeah.
Nobody can tell you. You know what I'm saying?
So where'd you learn that from?
I just learned that about being around niggas like that.
Yeah.
Niggas like Travis and Quay and 50. Like, they know what they want. Like, they ain't moving until they, yeah, nigga, I need this.
And I'm going to wait right here.
I'm waiting.
Rest in peace to Pop Smoke, spreading that wealth. And let's be real. He's not really saying something that's not obvious there, but it is reassuring to know that is the case, right? For those people who are the faces of an organization, right? You're the face of a record label, blah, blah, blah. You're a podcaster on a network. You're a voice. You got to have that mentality. Okay, you still have to control your creativity. And I get it. You know, you're in a boardroom, in a meeting, ideas get passed along, conversation is brought to the table, it gets a little competitive, and rightfully so. Everyone in that room, I hope so, wants the best for you. Because once again, you're the face of the franchise. Control your creativity. You have to own it. Ironically, you have to own it. Yes, own the meetings. Own what is happening. And most importantly, own your creativity. Be one with your creative self. It is what it is. Yo, Pop Smoke, so many interviews out there with Pop Smoke that really tell a lot. And again, it's the potential, man. The potential. Was this dude's potential not 99? Okay, maybe 92. Straight up, superstar, fluid, authentic, Pop Smoke. Rest in peace.
And I also felt like I now have no idea what it takes to be a good coach, and I should shut up every time I'm asked going forward because it's so much more complicated than I thought.
Well, it does seem, the thing I've learned from the episodes and even talking to them in the little pre-show thingies we have or whatever, it's just how much luck needs to happen to become a good coach, because it's like who you ran into at different points in your life, job experiences you had, a break you got that you weren't expecting to get. And it's almost like this video game where you're completing these levels and you don't even realize it. And then all of a sudden you're in a position of power and you're trying to use all this knowledge you had. And it's no wonder there's not very many good coaches.
Now, I forgot to mention that first clip, the Pop Smoke one, was from the Angie Martinez show. So go check it out. We'll put all the info in the bio below. The one that you just heard, though, that's from the Bill Simmons podcast from the Ringer Network. And again, it's not really about the coaches. When I heard that quote about luck, it just reminded me that you really need it in this thing called life. And if you know that and come to peace with understanding that luck has to come your way in order for you to achieve your goals, then things become more calm. And that actually to you may sound unsettling because you're sitting there like, well, what do you mean? I got to wait there for something I can't control? Luck? What do you mean by that? I'm just going to work hard, check all the boxes, and get my shit done. And in some cases, you could do that and get to where you want to go. But in most cases, yes, most cases, that long-term goal, that real, real dream of yours will require a ton of luck. All you have to do is put yourself in a position where you can generate more chances for, once again, luck. It is what it is. Circumstance. It's a lot. It's a lot. Yo, this quote actually reminds me of the book The Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. A lot of people don't fuck with Malcolm, man. They think that Malcolm is BS and everything. Who knows if he is? Hey, if he is, shout out to him, yo. He's a good BSer. Straight up.
Straight up.
Let's get to the last quote.
I know you and Thomas Trance have your own bet on the VanCast, but we have a bit of a bet here at the Next Best Comic Network. Kyle Bowen made a bet at the beginning of the season that if Jake Virtanen scored 20 or more goals in the regular season, he would have to shotgun 3 tall cans of beer. Now, of course, at the pandemic, he had 18 goals. So we need your verdict on this. We need your opinion. If Jake Virtanen scores 2 goals in the play-in round, does that count as a 20-goal season for Jake? Does Kyle need to shotgun 3 tall cans if Jake gets 2 more goals in the play-in round?
Well, I want to see somebody shotgun 3 tall cans. So
he's going to attempt it. He's going to attempt it.
I still liked his chances. The math, to me, added up that somehow, some way, 13 games, 2 goals, it would have happened, and the city would have gone nuts. So I think these types of bets have to carry over.
Yeah. Thank you for agreeing with me. If you had said no, I would have just asked you to retape it and say yes anyway. So either way, like Kyle was screwed. Kyle has to shotgun right. 3 tall cans if this happens. Thank you for agreeing with me.
That was special. Yes, that was special. In fact, I said this yesterday before Bondi came into the studio to conduct that interview with Jeff Patterson for his show Power of the Towel on the Nux Misconduct Network. Shout out to SB Nation. I told Bondi that this is the most important interview that's ever been conducted in this studio. Yes, with J-Pat. Now, Vancouver, yes, Vancouver, if you don't know who J-Pat is, you don't fuck with the Canucks. You don't watch the city's favorite pastime, which is hockey. You're not a true Vancouverite. I stand by that. If you claim to be from the city and you don't watch the Canucks, you're not a true Vancouverite. All right.
Straight up.
I'm not even talking out of my ass. In fact, if you don't cheer for the Canucks or just pay attention to them and you're from the city, you suck. Straight up, bro. Straight up. Anyways, J-Pat is a legend. Been doing his thing for upwards of 20 years, right? Right around that time, Messier came to town. J-Pat was there. And throughout it all, man, this dude has just showed a level of hustle. Unmatched. And for him to tell me that I need to shotgun 3 beers if Jake Virtanen scores 2 more goals in this play-in series with the Minnesota Wild, hey, it is what it is. I'm a listen. Straight up. If he says it, I'm going to do it. J-Pat just told me to shotgun 3 beers. Of course I'm going to do it. Much love to Jeff Patterson. Truly, yes, truly. I'm not afraid to say it, an idol. 100%. Just, again, it goes down to the hustle. And throughout that interview, he talks about the times he's gotten lucky. Again, you got to buy your chances to be lucky. And again, I'll put all the links or titles to the episodes we just stole from in the bio below. Go check them out. Do some more listening, okay? Listening is very important. Speaking of listening, let's play some more music. And after the music from the city, we got that conversation with Emerson, a young hustler himself. Yo, this dude uploads his interviews to a radio station that is centered around music in our city. in the most absurd way. But yo, it's true hustle. It's true hustle. We'll get to that conversation on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast.
I just wanted you to stay, oh. She wanna go on her own way.
The chick in my head, the chick in my mind, the chick in my bed, the chick in my line. Oh, oh, that's fine. Oh, then she used to be mine. And now she gone sometime and I said,
hold on, wait.
I'm a baller, act like I hate one. Talk cheap and y'all play dumb. Like how can none of y'all say something? Say none to me, what's wrong? My money long, y'all shit gone. I go from dusk until dawn. For the bitch, write this song. Yeah, I said that I don't play. Don't even look me the wrong way. Try to shoot me down like Harambe. Big bitch on Ramadan, that's Harambe. I want men's business trends in the future. Place I wanna be. I want Porsches, Forbes list, Rolls Royces. Yeah, let me take my seat. I'ma go and go hard, all star. No more shit for free. Sit back, relax, I'ma grind. You can watch. Watch me do me, cause I've been waiting for some time. You just hop on and you want a free ride. I said, just don't fuck up the vibe. Been riding a lot,
two way outside.
Hold up. I'm going up, it's a mismatch. 2020 vision in the future, yes, I can see. Everybody, everyone wanna be just like me. Look at me like Jay-Z, said I got the key. Secure the bag, I grab the guap, that's key, yeah, I leave.
Cause I've been here waiting for some time. You just hop on and you want a free ride. I said, just don't fuck up the vibe. Been riding all night, leaving you outside. Hold on.
I don't know why, but it'd be fair.
That was J-Mon with Stay and Reve with Wasted Times on Lowkey, Vancouver's only podcast. You can actually find those songs also on the playlist. What playlist? The playlist, the Post It Up playlist. Updates every Sunday with 22 songs. Been doing so for 218 consecutive weeks. If you want a recap of what's on the list, yes, we do a show about a playlist. Go check out Connect the Dots on the network. Coming up is that conversation with Emerson. We talked a lot. All right, first time meeting him, just put him behind the mic, press record, and went right into it. Again, somewhat disappointing performance by Emerson. And I'm not being mean. I'm just speaking the truth. I only wanted this guy on the show to talk about new artists from the city, artists that I had no idea of. And here he was talking about the same names. It is what it is. I guess that's it, yo. It is what it is. If we're talking about the same names, it's really telling a lot, I guess, right? Right? That being said, it's just Emerson and Kyle. Who are we? Just commentators having this conversation. Enjoy it. Yes, enjoy it. On Lowkey, Vancouver's only podcast. You're listening to Lowkey, Vancouver's. Yes, Vancouver's only podcast. I'm with Emerson, yes, a voice from the city. Really excited to have this conversation. Who knows where it's going to go? We've already talked too much during this little brief introduction off the mics. How's it going, man?
It's going great, man. I just want to take a moment to really show appreciation. I'm very grateful that you were able to conduct this with me, man. I think that's awesome.
It was quick. Quick styles, bro. Message just got on Friday. Yo, come in. Let's talk about this because this is a busy time in the city of Vancouver. I'm an observer. I take the notes, mm-hmm. and what's happening right now over the last like 3 to 4 weeks and what's going to happen this Friday and also I think next week when Boslin releases whatever he's going to release, damn, it just marks a good start in the summer of Vancouver for music. Would you say the same?
I would. I feel like now that the quarantine has happened and it's kind of put all creatives locally, especially in a corner, they're very open to collaboration. Even with people that they wouldn't even thought of doing anything with, you know?
Ooh.
I've noticed that. I feel like, okay, some of these artists' musical styles don't align, but they're doing 2 or 3 songs together, and maybe they found motivation to connect with each other through the quarantine because people are getting desperate. Also, people are becoming more open-minded.
Yes, yeah. Nicer.
Yes.
People are being more nice.
Exactly.
During and post. I would say during because this quarantine is... We're still in the middle of it. Let's be honest. Wash your fucking hands.
Yeah.
Okay, wash your hands. 30
wash
seconds.
Wash your hands, wash your ass.
You know, straight up. I tell people that too. Wash everything. And straight up, do you remember washing your hands in the middle of March? How, you know, you were taking your fucking time, you know? You actually, for the first time in a long time, well, I'm not that gross, but you're just really getting in there, you know, for 2 minutes. You're singing happy birthday 8 times. And nowadays, I feel like people are just kind of running away from that. Dude, I'm telling you, yesterday was what? The highest total for COVID-19 cases ever. Jeez. Yesterday. Wash your hands. I know this is Vancouver's only podcast, but wash your hands.
Yeah, we love that, man. Of course, we got to promote healthiness and safety.
For Dr. Bonnie Henry, yeah. Dr. Bonnie Henry. Bonnie. Lowkey, Vancouver's only podcast with Emerson. Let's keep it on the music. You said more and more people are open for collaboration. That's really interesting, man, because I remember just being around some of the circles and they always talked about that. People need to help each other out more, blah, blah, blah. And I never really understood that completely because I was like, yo, y'all can just do it with whoever you're working with right now. Don't, you know, I always thought in that mind state, but now I'm noticing, yeah, a lot of people are collaborating right now.
Yes. It needs to happen because you look at Toronto's like business model for their music and it's a very tight-knit community. They have all these collectives and they have all these venues that you can go to and you can hold showcases. And for the longest time, Vancouver didn't have that. Within the hip-hop community, with, you know, rock, alternative, indie, they had good representation. But the urban music scene over here, it was super, like, underground. And it was like, okay, my management team is my management team. And we're just going to, the only people that are going to open for me or with me are going to be my friends. You know, I just noticed that. And now it's people have a lot of time on their hands, which means they can reply to DMs faster. Hey. You know,
yo, you're breaking it down to a science, bro.
I'm just
analytical, man. This guy's breaking down the time you have in your day. You can get back to those DMs.
Yeah.
You can pay more attention. And once again, you can be more nicer.
Oh, we like that. Oh,
straight up, okay, right? People true, are just being nicer. Yo, maybe that's what it is, man. Maybe more and more people are collaborating. That's interesting. I just thought the music was getting better.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And you know what? The thing about collaboration, I think I can answer why I never thought about it being so monumental in the change was because I got that these artists had egos. Mm. And I understood why they probably wouldn't want to help. Or you know what I'm saying? Just like one of those things where I don't want to help. I don't want to tell that person how to do this, blah, blah. Like being an artist, being in that lane, it's competitive. I can see the ego side of it and it makes some sense.
Okay, I can totally, I totally understand that because it's a dog eat dog kind of industry, you know, music and the arts. And but people have to remember that, you know, it's British Columbia. This is not California. This is not Hollywood. This is not New York. You know what I mean? Like everyone has time on their hands. Like in order to make sure that everyone's focused on, like, I want to be the one to put Vancouver on the map, but it's Vancouver. You can't do that as an individual. The Americans won't let us do that.
Ooh.
No one's going to let us do that. Like, no
one. To the science.
I'm just saying, like, no one from outside of British Columbia will let an individual pioneer the Vancouver's music scene. It's got to be, we have to come in full force as a unit. Like, we can't just do it on our own. Because we're not, like I said, we're not Hollywood, we're not New York, we're not Houston, Texas, we're not Atlanta. Like, no one's going to let us do that because already being a Canadian, like, urban musician, it's kind of perceived as, like, a parody, like a spoof.
Still?
Unless you're from Toronto, I would think so. Not for me, at least, because, you know, this is where I grew up. I love Canadian music, European music, all forms of music. But Americans always, to this day, they're dogging on Canadians. You know, they're saying, oh, like, you know, because, for example, we had Drake that pioneered us. Drake was, you know, he had emotion to his music. He had,
straight
you
up.
Know, and they always kind of model Drake as that, like, you know, the feelings kind of guy. They just, it's interesting.
Yo, it's such a misconception because, you know, we always look for who changed hip hop? Who revolutionized the game? And we always point to sound.
Mm.
Like, look, the music is sounding like Young Thugs, or the music is sounding like Kanye's. With Drake, it's people have that misconception because nobody's been able to, you know, replicate that voice. But the whole industry, and I haven't listened to music for a long time. I'm no historian. This is just a guy who's listened to music since 2014. The whole industry got emotional.
Yes.
You know, honestly, the whole industry.
Marvin's Room was like the Canadian anthem, American anthem.
Yo, you know, everyone, whether you're, you know, you're making a dance song or something, like there's some emotion to it. Whether, you know, you're making a song about popping drugs, it's always sad. It's always sad. And there's a lot of sad hip hop out there. And I'm not, again, I don't know if he did that before everyone, but, you know, you don't get the sound from other artists, but you definitely get more feelings.
You do. I feel like Drake as an artist, he allowed, I'm not gonna say loud, but he kind of gave the gift of vulnerability and authenticity to like hip hop. You know, he was like, okay, this is, I'm gonna be like the what's the word for it? Like I'll be the one that everyone can shoot at, that everyone
the
can
scapegoat.
Kinda, yeah, yes, I'll be the scapegoat, and then you know,
then he was really good though.
He was so he was good the best
scapegoat.
It.
So I was like, oh shit, that's cool.
Exactly,
let's do it. But know, hey,
wait.
This is Vancouver's what? Only podcast. We're not talking about Drake anymore. Okay, we're not about Drake, Kyle Bowen, Emerson. We're talking Vancouver hip hop. A lot of collaboration recently. That's awesome. That's cool. We talked about good music coming out. What are you listening to specifically from the city? Like, who are you listening to right now?
Who am I? It's a lot of Shahrukh, just because he... Oh, one thing that I love about, like, musicians is that when they can kind of reflect off of the lifestyle that I've been familiar with, or, like, if I can see my friends or my peer group in that artist. And Shahrukh, it just reminds me of a lot of the guys I went to school with, like high school with, you know, like Guilford Park guys.
That's
you know,
cool.
Like,
I wonder where Shahrukh went to high school, man. That's dude, one thing I want to know. Where did this guy grow up? I don't know anything about this dude. So that's interesting. He wasn't even on my radar, bro.
Yeah, I gotta ask him. But I remember I met him outside of Aura once. It was actually at my birthday, and like he, what's so funny?
Again, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know Shahrukh, so I just, like, the one time I did, I feel like it was at a club too. So
yeah, no worries. Now,
connecting the dots, just, bro. Who is Shahrukh?
It was just my birthday, and my friends took me out to Aura, and then I was like, I didn't have my glasses, but I was like, I know that guy. I've seen him on Instagram. I go up to him, I say, hello, my name's Emerson, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, like, I would show up in his DMs because when I would mention him in my Instagram stories, he would like see it, you know, and respond. Because he's one thing about Shrook is he's very appreciative. He's grateful of when people show him love, and he's always there to respond to fan
cool,
love.
Man. Cool. Yeah. And I like how you say fans, because local artists, like, just get me right now, right? If you have people sliding in your DMs, get over the fact that they're just people supporting local artists. They're actually fans.
That's what I'm saying.
They're actually fans. So you saying that you respect this dude who nobody knows in the world, like maybe few people, but you know what I'm saying? Like, he's far away from where he needs to be, like his music needs to be.
Exactly. Yet,
yeah, like, you're a fan, and you're grateful for the respect he's showing you by replying. That's awesome, man. So artists in the city, like, you got it. You got fans.
Shahrukh, I'm into Shahrukh. I love Manila Gray. They're so solid. Their sound is so polished and clean. And it's like radio friendly. Like, you could play that in like numerous outlets.
Radio friendly. And man, just one of the things about Manila Gray, they're always just crisp.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it. And then once you get over the fact that, oh, this is some really nice stuff, it sounds nice, it looks good, get over that, then actually just pay attention to the music, the fucking music. It is actually unique, and it's, I think, helping shape somewhat of a sound that will represent the city. This is Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Yeah, big fans of Manila Gray. Their big strength, and I feel like this happened a couple years ago with Specialized, is when Nico just showcased a lot of talent. It's like, whoa, these guys are a real, legit double threat. Both these dudes are just talented musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And Manila Gray, man, another one. Applause.
Hey, there we go.
Hey.
Awesome. I love the soundboard, man. I love
that. Thanks, man.
Sound effects you got plugged in there. I love it.
Yeah, I got a couple in there. I got this one, too. Well, who knows when we...
Someone says something tongue-in-cheek.
Straight up. Keep it going. Who else you listen to?
Well, there's also someone that's affiliated with, like, the Once Collective. So that's Manila Gray's little collective. I do believe it's, like, Nico's cousin. Renz Montclair. He's really good.
Renz, yeah, bro.
Yeah, he's sick. His sound is so...
Dude, yo, Renz, honestly, man, I don't know anything about Renz, too.
He's
I just want to know more. Man, it would be interesting to see how he'd be in person. Seems like a funny dude.
He's chill.
His music is very tongue-in-cheek, and it's impressive to hear someone have that much fun in the city of Vancouver making music.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can totally tell. Like, he's an island boy through and through.
Hey.
Like, he's very festive, and he's got a good, like, rhythm to him. Like, I like that. But, him and also, I don't know how to pronounce the artist's name, but it's spelled R-E-V-E. Is it Reeve?
Oh, Reve, man. Yeah, that's another one where I'm like, yo, what's Reve all about?
Dope. She has a really cool, like, laid back, like really stripped down R&B voice. Like, it's not complicated at all, but it's got a good, like, bop to it. And yeah, I like about her is, like, the, and this is gonna sound weird, but like the inconsistency of her content, where it's like it'll be like once every 2 or 3 months, and I like that because it's very low key. It's very like you don't know when she's gonna drop something.
No, 100%.
It's cool. It's like something to look forward to. You know,
you're always thinking like, when's the next Reve drop coming?
And I like that because, you know,
it sucks that you don't know.
Yeah.
It sucks, but it is what it is.
I like it, though, because for certain artists, we don't need you dropping every day, every week.
Why is that, though?
Yeah.
Okay, but why is that? I think you're okay with that because, you know, you're a music head. You're a music nerd. You appreciate music to its core. In Vancouver, when you're, you know, you haven't made it yet, is it important for them to drop more content? Is there a sacrifice to be made there at this part in the journey? Do you think so? It's not my place. I'm not an artist. I'm just a podcaster. This is Loki, Vancouver's only podcast.
I just feel like that answer can be given to you by asking the question, like, what is my brand? And if your brand is very like Reve's brand, like, it's very low key, like, it's super like, I don't know, like, maybe like behind the curtains, like,
no, you can say low key, say it as much as you want, man.
Yeah, because, you know,
Loki, Vancouver's only podcast, man. Hey,
they're hilarious. But it's very low. It's almost like when Nav was starting off in late 2015, early 2016, he barely dropped, and when he did, it was like it was announced when he dropped. If that's your image, go with it, man. I think it works for her. I don't know. For me, like...
Yeah, I don't know, too.
I just think it works. Like, we don't need, like, a drop every week. You know, I would like it if she dropped a bit more consistently, but I feel like it just works for her. It's very mysterious, you know?
Yeah, it is. You listen to her music, and it's a little, again, hard to connect to because it is all over the place, and you really don't understand, like, who is she talking to? Who is she talking to? What is she trying to say here? But it is so... It sounds different, you know? Yeah,
I like that.
Strikes a chord with the ear. Kyle Bowen, Emerson talking on... Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. One artist that you didn't name out there was McAvoy. I'm a big fan of McAvoy.
Oh, dude, he's crazy.
Yo,
yeah.
Bad. I would love to know that dude too, man. McAvoy, who is this dude? Artists in the city, man. You know what we've done right there, though? We've named, like, I think Reve is one of the newer artists in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really interested to talk to you today specifically because I've realized over the last 6 to 8 months, and this is really post C1 radio days when I stopped really paying close attention to the city of Vancouver. I realized in the last 6 to 8 months, there are a lot more artists that I don't even know about that sound great, that, you know, should they be listened to more than, you know, a McAvoy, a Sharuk, a Reve? Because I want to know, who else should I be keeping an eye out on?
Who's extremely consistent and who I actually found out because of Crescendo 1 was Illuminati.
He's
really good. Illuminati's solid. Who else? Oh, man. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to go on my phone.
You know, Illy has this one song with Coltar Got Bounced, and it's, don't get me wrong, you know, I fuck with Coltar. He's a homie, but, man, I'm getting tired of him being, like, the only artist, you know, that I really, really know. Yeah, Coltar Got Bounced, man. He's not that interesting. He's so bored, man. All the guy does is work.
Dude, you know what? I actually heard that he makes a beat every month. I heard that he does it, like, month? He does it, yeah. Damn,
bro, you really don't know Coltar. This guy makes, I think he makes more.
I think he makes a beat every minute, man.
Coltar will message me at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
See, I just left the studio. Like, why are you messaging me, bro? We don't even talk like that anymore, but he'll still message me because I think he just makes something crazy and he has to talk about it. Coltar is one of the hardest working people in the city of Vancouver. And you know what? He doesn't get mentioned enough when we talk about the best artist in the city. Again, I know he sits down on a chair and he's not the face of anything, and that's probably always going to be the case. It's just the way the world of entertainment and especially in the music industry works. But man, that guy's making some like really, really deeply rooted beats. Like, they're technically sounding sharp. Yeah. He's doing a great job, man. Coltar, you get one of those. I know Coltar.
Yeah, he's also very diverse with his beats because he'll have certain songs that are like more on the like R&B side, and then he'll have like a hip hop, rap, trap beat.
This guy's favorite artist, well, one of his favorite artists is Lana Del Rey. I asked him, who would you want to work with? Who would you want to work with out of anyone in the industry? He said Lana Del Rey. Go listen to that whole episode of Loki, Vancouver's only podcast from weeks ago with @ColtarGotBounce. Emerson, yes, Emerson is with me. Kyle Bound, KyleBhawan. You know what? I'm going to give you like 10 more minutes, but first we're going to cut to some music. We'll play some Sharuk. You mentioned him first. We'll play some Sharuk and Coltar Got Bounce. Tone. On Loki, yes, Loki, Vancouver's only podcast.
Ready to pay any price. Please don't hit my no, I'm not saying it twice. try to get me on my song. You calling, calling, I've been stalling, stalling. Girl, don't leave a message at the tone.
You're back on Low Key, Vancouver's only podcast. That was Sharuk with Tone. Production by Coltar Got Bounce with Emerson. My name is Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. Last question, okay? And this might be a long question. We got Emerson for 5 more minutes here. Why do you choose to use your voice and to use your energy and to use your time talking about Vancouver music when you could, you know, space that talent out, that interest in the technical side of music to the masses and just talk about, you know, what Choppa is doing or what DaBaby's doing or is Lil Baby Elite? Like, you could talk about these things and put that hashtag on, but you're here talking about Vancouver. That's what I want to understand that. Well, why are you doing that?
There's a plethora of reasons. Like, there's so many reasons, but I feel like the biggest reason for me is because there's a gap that kind of needs to be filled with, you know, commentary on the music of Vancouver music scene, because so many people already speak on the state of the urban music scene in America, even in the UK, but not a lot of people speak about it in Canada, you know? And I'm Canadian, I live here, I'm probably going to live here for a while, and I would like it that, you know, I would like it to be that people are familiar with the ongoings of the music scene where I live. I don't want to have to explain to everyone who a Manila Gray is.
Eli Miniachi is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't want to have to do that, so by doing this and by you doing what you do, it just makes our jobs easier. It's you know, it's like, and also good music deserves, and good art in general deserves to be highlighted. I feel like people are getting really shafted in the city simply because, you know, they're Canadian or because they're not from the East Coast or from the West Coast of Canada, you know?
Yeah, straight up West Coast, Best Coast. It's that East Coast bias, and that's a thing, straight up. Mm-hmm. Low-key Vancouver's only podcast. No, that's a great answer. I guess I'm going to have to follow that up with, Do you just get that feeling like of great music only coming from local music now? Has your, you know, expectation from other sounds like kind of like tapered off? Because I get this thing where, yo, yesterday I was dropping the homie off and we just cruised to Vancouver music, legit Vancouver music for 90 minutes, bro. Mm-hmm. And it was not even, it was nothing. It was flawless. It was fluid. And that's just the case now, that this is the music that actually matters to me. And the best part about it, it's not on some cheesy shit. I know I'm from Wisconsin, Green Bay, go. But hey, it's because it sounds good, bro. Yeah. It sounds good. Why wouldn't I want to listen to all of Manila Gray, you know, or the Shrew catalog, or some of Coltar Got Bounce in the Bounce collection, or Reve, mm-hmm. or some Trey Six? You know what I'm saying? Why not?
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand where you're coming from. It comes in waves. There'd be like a certain period of time that I'll just spend on listening to music from BC or just Canada, like Toronto, Montreal. And then, you know, I'll be in a different environment and I'll just be like, you know what? What sounds appropriate and what the setting is asking for is some Tory Lanez, he's from Toronto.
Yeah.
Maybe some music from the UK, like AJ Tracy or stuff like that, you know, or maybe Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke.
You know what I mean? Or whatever, you know, or like
rest in peace.
A band like the 1975.
Hey.
They're from Manchester. You know what cool. I mean? So it's just, to me, it's always setting, but man, when it's your job, dude, like what we do, it's kind of hard to not have a bias, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Of course, like, of course, West Coast, best coast.
Yeah, you know,
you know, I don't know any of these people. Again, who the fuck is Sharuk? Like, yo, best of luck, you know, best of luck. Yo, 2020 is here. Who knows when anything will be quote unquote normal again. It's just kind of been that case with me. I don't know if I'm just drinking too much tea or just that meditation book that I read a couple months ago is still sticking with me. It's just like, best of luck. Mm-hmm. And especially best of luck to your people, your city, the ones who deserve it. This is the city of Vancouver. So, yeah, then the music is interesting, man.
It is.
It is. Straight up. The downside to this conversation being over is that we couldn't talk about more artists because I'll be real. I brought you on so we could talk about other people other than Manila, other than Illy, other than Sharuk, Reve, Coltar, McAvoy, you know, all these guys that we mentioned. I thought we were going to learn some new names, but hey, it is what it is. You can't force the issue sometimes. It is what it is. It's Low-Key, Vancouver's only podcast. Emerson, go check him out. We'll put all his stuff in the bio. And yo, bro, come back.
Dude, of course. I will definitely. You let me know. You even let me know the night of.
Hey,
or the night before, I should say. And I'll be there, man.
Okay. That's it. We'll get to some music. This is Low-Key Vancouver's. Yes, Vancouver's only podcast.
me on road if you need me, babe. Call me on road if you need me, babe. Call me on road if you need me, babe. Way that you moving not easy, babe. Still get what you want. New Saint Laurent. Babe, you moving supernatural. Fly you somewhere, no one can find you. Leave out the city, you were made for the islands. Feed your soul, a mommy made for the diamonds. Feed your soul, a mommy made for the hype. Feed your soul, a mommy whipping a pink truck. Oh, I miss a link slot. Go look at the Brinks truck. Go covered in mink, dropping shit off at her hideaway. Call me on road if you need me, babe. Way that you moving not easy, babe. Still get what you want. New Saint Laurent. Babe, you moving supernatural.
Benz, wait, I need real estate. Yeah, yeah, she's so out of place. Surrounded by the snakes. Yeah, yeah, I wanna fly somewhere no one can find. Leave the city, you were made for the islands. Dealing with shit, I go crazy. I need to know if you really gon' pay me. I spend a rack on a daily. Jealousy make everybody want fame me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Is it Alex Karras in Webster?
I don't believe it.
Today's word is soliloquy. Did I say that right? I don't know. Soliloquy? And we talked about Jamon earlier. This part of the show was actually inspired by a tweet 9 hours ago. Damn, that's early, Jamon. I'm recording this at 5 o'clock. 9 hours ago, Jamon tweeted this out, okay? Son. How you say soliloquy. And it got me thinking about the word. What does soliloquy mean? Am I even saying that right? I don't know. Here's the definition. An act of speaking one's thoughts aloud when by oneself or regardless of any hearers, especially by a character in a play. So what is this? Somewhat of a monologue? A solo act? Is this what... Is this what Zach Morris would be doing on Saved by the Bell? When it would just cut to him, everyone would pause and he would just be looking at the camera going on a spiel? Is that a soliloquy? I don't know. We learning, man. It's Loki, Vancouver's only podcast, and we learning about these words. Might as well. We might as well. That was an episode, once again, of Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Thank you so much to Emerson for joining us. Go check out his work. We'll put his Instagram in the bio below. He's doing a lot. He really is, and he's working hard. Again, the way that he exports his audio files in order to upload them, again, on a radio show in the city that talks about your music is very, very provoking. It's a hustle. And it is what it is. I know we didn't talk much about Emerson himself and his story, but hey, I already got that conversation via session. And if I'm not getting anything out of the conversation, the one recorded, then what's really happening? Nothing. It is what it is. Shout out to Emerson. And once again, rest in peace. Yes, rest in peace to Sha. Condolences. That hurts the community. It really does. Let's pick up the pace. Let's do better. A lot of work to be done, and let's go make Sha proud. 100%, 100%. That was Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. My name, Kyle Bowen, KyleBhawan. If you liked any of the music, chances are you can find it on the playlist, the Post It Up playlist, updates every Sunday. And you'll also find all the songs in the bio below. We'll label it out for you, okay? We'll make it easy for you to find. We also stole a lot from podcasts. Yes, podcasts. We'll put the titles to that also below. We'll end things off with even more Kid Sharif and Mirrors. We played Supernatural earlier. Man, are you kidding me? These two collabed early last year. Just listen to this song, okay? It's phenomenal. It's probably one of Coltar Got Bounce's best productions. Something about it just works. Something about it makes you want to drive. And it's on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace. Lay it low, sliding it, yeah. Why can't smooth ride with it? Drop wide with it. I'm too fly with it, yeah. Shawty bring the vibe with it, yeah. There ain't no denying it, yeah. I just feel alive with it. No disguise, a nigga look shy with you, yeah. Dollar in the white coupe, it's 550. Always on my line, asking why, who's with me? Can't talk, I be in the sky, too dizzy. Shit hit me, the smoke can make me so full, like that social, yeah. Shawty love the vocals, where it go-go. Foreign mommy, she no local, Spanish coastal. But I'm worried about my totals, I can fold, no. Lay low, I lie in it, yeah. Halo baby, slide in it, yeah. Why can't smooth ride with it, drop wide with it. I'm too fly with it, yeah. Shawty bring the vibe with it, yeah. There ain't no denying it, yeah. I just feel alive with it, no disguise. A nigga look shy with you, yeah. Shorty got me crazy. Pop poppin' for me daily. Throw it back like she Brady. She know I'm moving safely. They out here tryna fade me. Got me thinking about my safety. I've been feeling high when I'm in it, but I'm sober. She just wants some diamonds, yellow like Homer. She been down a ride for a minute, I'm the owner. Back on my own shit, just a little older. Layin' low, I lie in it, yeah. Halo, baby, slide in it, yeah. I can't smooth ride with it, drop wide with it. I'm too fly with it, yeah. Shawty bring the vibe with it, yeah. There ain't no denying it, yeah. I just feel alive with it, no disguise. A nigga look shy with you, yeah. Shawty bring the vibe with it, yeah. There ain't no denying it, yeah. I just feel alive with it, no disguise. A nigga look shy with you, yeah.